The civilian death toll from U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in Iraq and Syria has increased as the coalition acknowledges casualties in its previous operations. The coalition has said 21 civilians were killed in its past air raids, bringing the toll up to 624 since the onset of its campaign in late 2014. The U.S.-led coalition called the civilian casualties, quote, unintentional. It made the announcement after launching a probe into allegations of over 130 civilian deaths that were not mentioned in the coalition's previous report. This comes as Air Wars Monitoring Group has put the civilian death toll at over 4,700 during the same period. The U.S. and its allies have been pounding Syria without consent from Damascus or the U.N. For more on that, let's bring in Scott Bennett, a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer out of San Francisco. Mr. Bennett, the U.S.-led coalition claims to carry out accurate raids on Daesh targets. How accurate can these air raids be when so many civilians are being killed?
Well, I think you did a wonderful job assessing the reality, and that is that this is not about the United States battling ISIS or Daesh. This is about them using ISIS and Daesh to remove Bashar Assad. This has been their game all along, regime change. So killing civilians is part of their whole operation. They just don't acknowledge it. To see the statistics, which indicate 4,000 people, 4,734 civilians have actually possibly been killed, is daunting. And that doesn't even mention probably the three times as many people that have lost eyes and ears and arms and fingers and legs from and their hearing and their sight. So you're talking about 12,000 people that could be have shattered and the lives shattered and the lost children. Talk about the animosity that will soon be filtering against the United States and all of those who participated. So, you know, it's important to realize that every American soldier that is participating in this illegal war in Syria is guilty of war crimes, and they could be brought up in a war crime tribunal in the International Criminal Court, just like the Nazis were after World War II. So this is an illegal war. It's a war crime activity, and every nation on planet Earth should stand up and demand that the United States remove itself from Syria, simply just like every other nation stood up and forced the removal of Saddam Hussein when he invaded Kuwait. There is no difference, except the United States has caused a lot more bloodshed, a lot more chaos, and it has financed the very terrorists that the American people have been deceived by their own Congress members and their own military and their own media and their own president. The American people have been deceived into believing that we've been actually fighting ISIS, when in fact we're supporting them. We're supporting them with weapons and money. We're supporting Saudi Arabia and enabling them. So the United States is being revealed as a massive hypocrite. And I think now with the sanctions being put against Russia, you're going to see Russia and Iran finally revealing the truth that they've known for quite a long time that the American people are ignorant of. But once the American people get educated and see the facts on the ground, I think you will have a massive cry that will change the United States and usher in new leaders on a revolutionary scale.
And Mr. Bennett, about the about reports of casualties, why are the figures of civilian casualties presented by the coalition itself so different from the figures that are presented by other monitoring groups?
Well, it's part of a war strategy. It's a deception operation, and that's key to the psychological manipulation of the media and the narrative and the data and the statistics. It is complete obfuscation of the facts, and that's why real fact-finding organizations, real human rights organizations, real Red Cross medical organizations need to continually expose the deceit and the lies and the hypocrisy to the international community as well as to the American people. Look, the American continent, the American government is under siege and is being directed by neoconservative Zionist elements. We've seen that in the obstruction of the U.S.-Russia ties. Their agenda is to destabilize the Middle East. Their agenda is to destabilize U.S. Relationships with Russia and Iran. That is the true captor of the American people that they don't quite know about. They need external force and help to enlighten them to the reality of the government and the military that they're finding. And I think the international community really needs to step up and demand that the United States account for war crimes. There needs to be lawsuits filed in an international criminal court that says this is a war crime and we want the United States held to account. We want every soldier that has a boot on the ground in Syria to be tried for war crimes. And the only entities that are here by permission of the legal government is Russia and Iran. Only then is the seriousness of this going to affect the combat leaders of the American generals to the degree that they will actually change things. And I think Donald Trump needs to be awakened that these military generals that Obama has appointed have been pursuing a war in the Middle East and have been ignoring every order that he has given to try and pull us back. So this is a president that's under siege. This is the United States population that is under siege. And it's coming to a head. But I think this is a time for the international community to stand together, speak truth, file Nuremberg war crime materials, and not let this get away. Otherwise, you will have a continuation of this Syria regime change that will spread up into Iran.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bennett, for sharing your thoughts with Press TV. That was Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer out of San Francisco.